It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
3:33, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a Monday afternoon. A couple of folks asking about Charles Pyle in our local news. I don't know. I'm sure he's going to be back. I don't know. It just happens to be missing at the moment. But as soon as Charles returns, we will get it all out there to you. I promise you that it is a Monday afternoon. We have a lot that we are dealing with. I'm going to remind you that I am very, very concerned about the people in Florida and in Georgia and right here in our beloved Commonwealth who have been impacted by Hurricane Helene. And you will notice that the president, the vice president, they're not there. They're not there. They're out doing fundraising. Tim Kaine and Mark Warner should be in Southwest Virginia right about now dealing with this, and they were doing fundraisers. Thank God Governor Youngkin and First Lady Suzanne Youngkin went. They met with first responders. They met with the people there. They're getting emergency situations in place, but I don't know. I'm a little concerned. Let me say that. New York City Mayor Eric Adams has been indicted. I think he's been arraigned now. And, you know, Jimmy Galeano joins us every other week. Jimmy is a retired supervisory special agent from the FBI. He is a graduate of West Point, infantry officer, ranger tab, I think. If I got that wrong, I'm sure he will be happy one way or the other to correct me. He's the mayor of his town now. But most importantly, he's an Atlanta Braves fan. And this is a very important game, and we've stolen Jimmy away from it. Jimmy, thank you for being here.
Jeff, only for you and your audience. It is a nail-biter right now, but the Braves just had a collapse of an eighth inning and allowed the Mets to come back from 3-0. It's 6-3 Mets right now going into the bottom of the eighth. But, Jeff, we will persevere, my friend. We will persevere. I'm trying to act like an adult in front of my 14-year-old daughter who goes, "Really? You're getting upset about a baseball game?"
Yes. I mean, it's not just a baseball game. It's your Braves. Chop on, man.
I know. Hey, Jeff, before we get into what I know you want to get into, I was just listening to your lead up, and my gosh, I am old enough to remember 2005 when I was the FBI's New York City SWAT team senior team leader, and I took half of my SWAT team. We drove through the night into the next day down to help out the beleaguered law enforcement officers in New Orleans when Hurricane Katrina literally devastated that city. And I remember the beating that the proverbial beating that President George W. Bush took. Yeah. Because he had the temerity to fly over the crisis site. He didn't want to draw attention to himself, and he wanted to see the devastation and lead efforts from FEMA. And he took a beating for that. And boy, it is you talk about the press yawning right now and barely noticing the fact that, man, what is it, Jeff? Is it 100 people that have died from the effects of this down in the southeast, something like that?
Yeah, north of 125 at this point. And as you know, you've got areas that don't have communication. The information isn't getting out. I mean, I hate to say it, but there are probably more victims that are going to be recovered at some point.
It is awful. You know, one of the things, and again, I'm as you pointed out, I'm the mayor of a very small village in upstate New York of 3,000 residents, you know, about 4 square miles of territory just off the Hudson River. And Jeff, I got to tell you this. I mean, we faced 4 major storms, not anywhere near the type of hurricane that the Southeast is dealing with right now. And the most destructive force in nature is not fire. It's not lightning strikes. It is water. And watching what the flood damage does, taking lives and destroying property, it is the most destructive force in nature. And, Jeff, I know you've already talked about this, but we are keeping the folks down there in their prayers and all the first responders that are going out and actively saving lives.
Absolutely, sir. Absolutely, Jimmy. My heart is breaking. I got friends certainly in Florida. I've got some friends at WSB in Atlanta, man. They've been working, it seems like, 24 hours a day. Atlanta was getting, in some cases, 12 inches of standing water. And that's your hometown, man. You know that you can't deal with that.
It is. I've got an elderly aunt that lives out past Conyers, which is out east of Atlanta, in a place called New Bern, Georgia. Mm-hmm. And look, blessedly, the only thing she had to deal with was about 18 hours with no power. But yeah, the floods, the winds, all those things, we hope all those people down there stay safe. And I hope that at the local, state, and federal level, that they're getting the response that they desperately need and deserve.
Yeah, absolutely, Jimmy. And you've reminded me. I want to say this while you're here, because I know you had great interaction with the Virginia State Police when you were at Quantico. The Virginia State Police, their aerial team, has been hard at work. They have done so much in terms of rescue and recovery, and I guess really sort of weather recon, not just here in Virginia, but in all these areas impacted. So I mean, you got the troops that are standing up, but boy. I would like to see the president or the vice president even pretend that they care about it.
The blue and gray in Virginia are some of the folks that I work with when I was stationed at Quantico with the FBI's hostage rescue team back in the late 90s and early 2000s. Jeff, they truly are the best of the best. I mean, some of the most professional and dedicated men and women that I serve with in law enforcement. I mean, wonderful folks. And yeah, you'd like to see a little bit more leadership from the top. And sometimes leadership, and I don't want to suggest that it's about perception, but it's about, you know, standing out there and being engaged and let people see you, yes. Engaged and involved. And for one of them to be on vacation while the other was on campaign tour, you know, you suspend the campaign. You come to D.C. and you do what needs to be done. You leave Rehoboth Beach in Delaware, wherever the president was vacationing. You come back and you don't say something like, well, I spent 2 hours on the phone and I was engaged. You should have been in Washington, D.C. for something like this. And I know it's easy to sit here and throw stones, but, Jeff, we've seen this before. We know how bad it looks when a president and a vice president are not engaged or perceived not to be engaged. And, gosh, I don't see how this is any different than what we've seen before and what was pilloried before.
Absolutely. Now, remind everybody, Jimmy Galliano is joining us, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI. You spent your career, the bulk of it, right, in that New York City area, and you saw throughout the years this Eric Adams, right? I mean, you saw him rise up through the ranks and become was a Brooklyn Borough president, and he's a retired captain. But I had heard, and I don't know what your perception was, but I had heard from guys that I knew who were on the job. And
it's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
New York, who would tell me, oh, this guy is as dirty as the day is long, unsubstantiated. It's just sort of locker room stuff. But were you shocked when he was indicted?
No. I'll start by saying no, I was not. Now, Jeff, and I know you're always careful to couch discussions like this by saying people in our system of justice are innocent until proven guilty, and we'll give the mayor the benefit of the doubt. He is. Right. These are just allegations. Having said that, Jeff, I know you took a look at it. I read through the indictment page by page, and it is a scathing report on really three things, and I think it goes to cronyism nepotism and corruption. And I'm always careful to lodge, you know, that kind of charge of corruption. But in reading through the indictment, my gosh, it's just, I mean, how could he not have known better? I understand that many of the charges were made before he became the mayor. These didn't occur during his, I think he's been the mayor now for some almost 3 years. But Jeff, just the violation of FARA, just the taking goods and services in exchange for preferential treatment, for taking money from a foreign country in return to putting their priorities and the issues that they're seeking to have a mayor take a look at, putting them on the top of the pile. I mean, it is just a classic open and shut case. And I think the U.S. attorney for the Southern District in New York painted a roadmap. And look, can the mayor stay on and hang on? He can. Should he? No, I would be ashamed if an indictment was put forth on me on this, and I would probably tuck my tail, resign in disgrace, and then try to fight the charges. Yes. But he has to say that he's embattled and more defiant than ever would be an understatement. He appeared at two African-American churches up in Harlem this weekend and basically told the congregants that he was going to fight this. And he was not going to resign, Jeff. He was going to reign, R-E-I-G-N, going forward. So he doesn't get it. He doesn't understand that when the feds bring charges, they have a 95% conviction rate. So good luck, and he'll have the best attorneys that money can pay for. But my gosh, Jeff, it makes me feel in my second, my adopted city of New York City, it makes me feel like I'm living in Chicago right now.
Wow. Wow. Now, it also seems to have impacted the past two police commissioners, right? Didn't they, each of them just resign?
So no. So what happened is the three police commissioners that have been appointed by Mayor Adams, the first one was Keechint Sewell and was the first African-American female to be appointed to lead the department. Okay. She hung around for about 18 months. And then, now she didn't state this publicly, but the word in the street was she got tired of Mayor Adams putting some of his cronies into place and making her answer to them when she was the police commissioner. She lasted 18 months. Okay. The second was the first Hispanic chief of police or police commissioner for the city of New York, and that was Edward Caban. And he retired after, not retired, he resigned after about 11, 12 months under a cloud of an investigation. No indictment has been brought against him, but again, it was pay-for-play kind of stuff. Gotcha. And then the third was somebody I know, a gentleman who was an FBI supervisor, a guy by the name of Tom Donilon, who is now being investigated for potentially having documents from his FBI career still in his possession. So it's been a tough go. I give Tommy Donilon the benefit of the doubt. I mean, this is something that considering to be let it work itself out, but it's not anything connected with being in office.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good to hear, actually. You have to remember.
It sounds like Chicago, right? It sounds like Tammany Hall and Boss Tweed.
Well, Jimmy, we didn't have to go that far back. If you look at Boston, you know, the Commonwealth, our other Commonwealth, where Heidi's from, we had three speakers of the House in a row that went to Club Fed. You know, I mean, we had a cell reserved, I think, at Allenwood strictly for former speakers of the Massachusetts State House. It was crazy.
It's sad. I mean, you know, elected office is something where it is a privilege and an honor. And it is sad that it has become synonymous with people joking about, you know, politicians. First of all, we can't tell the truth. And second of all, we're all on the grift. And unfortunately, it's a small minority. It's a small percentage, but it does color the profession. And it's sad. But yeah, this is going to be interesting to see what happens going forward in New York City. The city is definitely shaking to the core on this one.
All right. Well, listen, Jimmy, I know that you are waiting for your Braves to come back. Chop on. I will say that in front of you, in front of your 14-year-old, in front of everybody. Chop on, right? Not in front of Heidi, by the way. This is just between us. But chop on and hope that we see your guys in the postseason festivities. How's that go?
That sounds good, brother. Always enjoy joining you, Jeff, and have a great rest of your week, sir.
Thank you, my friend. That is Jimmy Galliano. He's a retired supervisory special agent out of the FBI, and he really is the number one Atlanta Braves fan on God's green earth. He grew up in Decatur, as memory serves. His dad was a West Point guy. Jimmy's a West Point guy. And because I want Jimmy to get back to the baseball game, I really do. I mean, he's such a good guy to take time away, but I do want to remind you that he's on the board of the directors of the Law Enforcement Legal Defense Fund. And that is an organization that helps law enforcement office, police officers, deputy sheriffs, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, who are wrongly accused of some sort of a criminal activity. And they defend them. They don't take every case, by the way. It's very, very selective. And if you go to policedefense.org, you can learn more about it. And we've got a local case that has come to the attention of the Law Enforcement Legal Defense Fund. And I'm not sure if it's this week or next week. We'll be covering that. It's going to be very, very, very interesting. 3:46, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.